Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Time for good news. If you're having a bit of a bad day, don't worry. We're going to pick you up with these great stories.
Well, there is a lot of bad news around at the moment. So, yeah, let's take our mind off it for a minute.
Alrighty. Well, now, we're going to have to move from Australia. We're jumping in a plane.
Oh, yeah. Where are we off to?
Potato, potato. We're off to Ireland. No? No, bad.
That was half Kiwi, half Irish.
Was it?
Say it again.
Well, I said potato, potato. We're off to Ireland.
Fiddle-diddy potatoes.
Anyway, that's where we are, okay? So, I've set the scene.
Hey, gotcha.
The government over there is doing some amazing things.
What are they up to?
Well, basically, if you're an artist, a musician, maybe a sculptor or whatever, any type of artist.
You work in the arts.
Yeah. It's always hard to make a living. It's so hard to break in.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you're top of your field, you are earning some good money. However, for all those others, and what's that, 99% of artists, they really do struggle. And you're going to have part-time jobs and blah, blah, blah. So, what the government said as well, actually, no, we're going to support the arts.
Is this just because of COVID? Or is this...
Yep, so this is coming up because of COVID.
Okay.
But it's a pilot, 3-year pilot. So from that point, who knows? It could continue, but it's just the 3 years for now.
What are they doing?
So basically what they've said is to help you out, we're going to give you $504 per week to help support you.
That's
so you can still
good.
Do whatever you normally do,
mm-hmm.
but just because we know that you need more time to think of lyrics and songs and mold stuff with clay, then we're going to actually support you in that. And the reason we're doing that is not only to help you, but also to help everyone else, because people enjoy art, whether it's listening to music or looking at different pieces.
It's good for the soul.
Exactly. So the government, for the next 3 years, are going to support them with $504 per week.
I like that they are supporting and showing value in the arts.
Right. It's actually brilliant, because I think a lot of creatives never take that plunge into the creative world for fear of not being able to support themselves or the family, for that matter. So my brother, my sister, super creative, but they would never go into it because they know how hard it is. So they've gone into journalism. They've gone into other things.
Where they can still be a little bit creative, but not following their true passion.
I know. Support the arts.
Well, they've got to move to Ireland, though.
Yeah. But now we're back in Australia. You've got a new story coming up next.
I sure do.
G'day, mate.
I've got another feel-good story for you, Jazeel.
Brilliant. What country are we in?
I'll
see if I can do the accent.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Indonesia.
Oh. Oh, no. No, I'm not even going to try.
Okay. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, moving on.
A good call.
Okay.
Well, we know, of course, that Bali has a big tourist industry, which has sadly really come to a halt because of COVID, and Australians not going there because they get 50% of their GDP from tourism alone. So they've just lost half of the income.
I believe it. You go over there, it's all just tourism.
I know. So a man has sought to make a change at the moment and also help with the plastic pollution that's going on.
Yes, because there is so much. My heart broke when I was last there because we went for a snorkel tour and I was under. And I was like, oh, it's a jellyfish. It wasn't. It was a plastic bag.
Oh.
And there was so much of it. I just wanted to clean it up.
So, this local restauranter wanted to do something to help. He started a barter system to help cleanse the soil of nature, plus relieve economic hardship of his neighbours. So, he hosted a plastic exchange. He first started in his own village. So, what he was doing is he is kind of swapping plastic for rice. So you bring plastic to him and he will give you rice.
That's brilliant.
Yep. So they have given out over 550 tons of rice. So, which means they've collected over 500 tons of plastic over 200 villages in Indonesia.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
So cool. So it's also, because if they can't get an income.
Yeah.
They can go around, clean up the plastic, and then earn food as well, which is such a great initiative.
When we go back to Bali,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be super clean.
Oh, I can't wait till we can go back.
So obviously the person that started this, he's got another business that's funding all this because,
well, it must be. Well, he's a restaurateur, so he must have access
to
to rice and good things on like them. That. So, yeah, there's some good news for you. Good things are happening in the world.
That's fantastic.
If you've got any good news you want to share with us, text it through 0429 985 985.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 985.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.